92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I am Mary Ellen Murphy. We have Executive Director for Reed Ottawa in the WGHN studios. I'm excited to talk about a Scrabble fundraiser because I love to play Scrabble. I always use radio words. Yeah,
very
and
smart,
people will say, no. And then my boyfriend will use words that you would only know if you were a musician, certain music. Yeah. And so he always beats me no matter what. First of all, congratulations on your new position at Reed Ottawa. What is Reed Ottawa?
Reed Ottawa is a literacy program for adults.
Okay.
So basically what that means is that if someone never completed high school, we can help tutor them to get their GED, so adult basic English, and then English as a second language is the other one. Okay. So, and that would help a lot of your migrant workers, your minorities that are here down in Holland. We have a higher Latino presence down there.
Sure.
So we get a lot of immigrants that come in who maybe they moved here from North Korea. We run the gamut with
you
how
do,
many
don't
different
you?
People
yeah.
Need our services. So what it is, it's one-on-one tutoring. So it's not a classroom style. You get a tutor for every learner and they meet once a week for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's usually like a long-term commitment. It's like probably a 12-month commitment.
I would
to
think
be a
so.
Tutor.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is that you're giving somebody, you're empowering these people to learn how to read, and it's a trickle down, right? So if your father knows how to read, so now you're looking, oh, dad knows how to read. I want to learn how to read.
There you go.
So it really, really opens up that whole entire family thing where people want to sit there and they want to grow.
I never thought of it like that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty amazing.
There's some really amazing stories that come out of it.
Well, it would be really cool to have one of the tutors on the show.
Oh, for sure.
So we'll mm-hmm. set that up to talk about
okay.
what they learned from the experience
that
as
would
well.
Be great.
And then, wow, this is really, really cool. I happen to just love Scrabble, and I love to read, and I read every day in what I do. But is this a huge, Scrabble table, or it's an annual Scrabble event, Thursday, May 8th. Start there.
So what it is that you get a team of two to four people.
So okay.
you'll each have your own, you'll go up against another team of two to four people.
Okay.
And you'll have your own Scrabble board, just like you would normally.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody gets their tiles and you create your letters. But the fun thing is,
uh-huh.
if you need a letter, you just raise your hand, tell us what letter you need, and we bring it over. And
oh.
so whatever that point system is on that tile, that's how much you pay for the letter.
So
if you
love
need an
it.
I, it's only a dollar.
Okay.
There you go. And now you've just given yourself. So you don't have to be an expert at Scrabble.
Okay.
So that's not what it is. It's a fundraiser. It's to raise awareness of what's going on. And it's just a fun event. We usually probably get, 14 to 20 teams.
Okay.
And it's only $120 per team. So
$120 per team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can split that up pretty
yeah,
easily, right?
$30 a person if you have a four-person team.
Where's it at?
It's at the Eagles upstairs. Cash Bar.
Here in Grand Haven?
Yep, here in
oh,
Grand Haven.
Oh, how fun. Mm-hmm.
And Cash Bar will have some food there. Mancino's is donating some grinders.
Okay.
We've got Arturo's bringing in some chips and salsa.
Nice.
So we've got some really good food coming in, and some of our sponsors are there. So we just had... is it Magna? Magna just offered a sponsorship for us. We've got some other really great sponsors coming in. So it's a small event for us,
right.
or for I think the most people, but it's a great fundraiser for us.
I love it. It sounds mm-hmm. like a lot of fun to me. I mean, who doesn't want to play Scrabble? And it's just always fun to see words that people come up with.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Oh, I know people that love getting the letter Q and Z in Scrabble because they're brainiacs,
no.
you know?
Yeah.
Not me,
yeah,
not
no,
me.
I'm like, please no.
So it starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
then it runs till when?
Usually about 8:30.
Oh, that's
it's just
not bad.
Yeah, it's just two rounds of Scrabble. We've got some raffles in there.
Fun.
And food and... we'll talk a little bit about what we do
yeah.
and just kind of give a little more awareness.
If somebody listening maybe possibly wanted to maybe volunteer, they can go to readottawa.org and all the details are right there.
For sure.
I'm intrigued by this organization.
Thank you. I
read every day. I it's something I probably take for granted. And I think that reading just opens up your world.
It does. And
it opens up your world, Vicki.
It really does. And there's a great story if I have a couple minutes.
You got
to share.
Time.
So there was a gentleman who was learning how to read and mm-hmm. his first book he finished reading was a Dr. Seuss book.
Okay.
So he went home that night and read his very first book to his son.
Stop.
Right? Ugh. So those are those stories. Or you've got someone, there was a woman who came over from Poland. Her husband got relocated and she had to learn and she was really scared to have to learn the English language, mm-hmm. the American way, everything.
There is fear.
Yes. And because you're intimidated by it all. Yeah. And her tutor was so wonderful that it's been 2 years. They have a great relationship. She taught her how to talk on the phone. She taught her, you know, what works, you know, in our culture versus the Poland culture. And she just wrote this beautiful testimonial about what a great, great opportunity she had, that someone was able to help her. And now she's able to write. I mean, her whole entire thing was her writing. And it was a 3-paragraph testimonial. So
thanks for letting me tear up again. This every day this week I've teared up because we've had really meaningful interviews on the mm-hmm. radio station this week.
It's important work. And I didn't realize it before I joined.
I can tell.
I'm really excited to be part of this organization. And the staff are amazing.
That's awesome.
I've got 4 amazing staff who do a great job and then a board. So we're excited about it. It's a great, great opportunity.
I'm excited. We'll spread the word on this for sure. Read Ottawa hosting their annual Scrabble fundraiser at the Eagles upstairs to support adult literacy. And it's on Thursday, May 8th at 6. You'll find all the details within the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Mary Ellen. I really appreciate the time.